The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
The Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia, CRAN, held a public consultation focused on shaping Namibia's national e-commerce strategy from a regulatory perspective. Now, the session was part of CRAN's mandate as a key stakeholder in the government's task force responsible for formulating the strategy. Now, the consultative meeting, which supports an ongoing internal desktop study, aimed to identify areas within the postal and e-commerce value chain that may require regulatory intervention. Now, on the line, I am joined by CRAN's Postal and E-commerce Manager, Ms. Emilia Eno. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Megan. Good morning.
Good morning. Could you share key insights and outcomes from the recent public consultation on the National E-commerce Strategy?
Well, the Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia, as you rightfully put it in your introduction, we recently hosted a stakeholders engagement on the 24th of September 2004 with the focus on the development of a national e-commerce strategy from a regulatory perspective.
Yeah.
And the consultation marked an important step in formulating a strategy that aligns with Namibia's evolving e-commerce landscape. And I think at this stage, I need to really just highlight that the idea for having hosted this engagement was solely to get insight from the key players in the industry.
Yeah.
And also bearing in mind that CRAN is maybe not the entity that will have oversight in the development of the strategy, but rather will be serving as a key stakeholder in as far as its mandate is concerned.
Yeah.
Now, some of the key outcomes or insights and outcomes from this engagement basically focused on regulatory issues and sustainability issues within the sector when we speak of the postal and e-commerce sector. So as CRAN, I think we emphasized the role in identifying the areas that should be highlighted in this forthcoming strategy, which then will be developed by our government.
Yeah.
And there are quite a lot of issues that I think came up from this engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were issues of consumer trust, regulatory focus, as I've mentioned. We have indicated that in as far as CRAN's mandate is concerned, CRAN will then be required to develop regulatory frameworks that would then speak to quality of servers. And then you have the issues that pertains around consumer advocacy, as well as, basically product diversification and all of that. So basically what we are saying is that as a regulator, we want to have a enabling framework that will then be able to address some of these issues.
Now, Ms. Eno, what role does CRAN envision playing in the development and implementation of Namibia's national e-commerce strategy? And how does CRAN plan to balance the need for innovation while ensuring consumer protection and fair competition?
Thank you, Meggie. CRAN, as a regulator, basically, we envision ourselves as a key player in shaping this national e-commerce strategy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And particularly in our regulatory capacity, as a regulator, our primary role is to focus on ensuring that the strategy fosters both innovation and growth while maintaining fair competition and protecting consumer rights. And I think I've also just mentioned in my earlier intervention that, and as far as our mandate is concerned, one of our main focus as a regulator is to ensure that there's fair competition within the market, as well as ensure that consumers are protected and also ensure that they are aware of their rights in order for them to be able to sort of like, you know, lodge their complaints with the authority and all of that. So basically, we intend to promote a competitive market where small and medium enterprises, the SMEs, SMEs can thrive alongside larger players, you know, ensuring that no single entity dominates the sector.
Yeah.
So consumer rights, including fair pricing, product safety and secure online transactions will be at the forefront of CRAN as a regulatory effort.
Now, at the event, in her address, the acting CEO, Ms. Renelle Regrange, emphasized the importance of technologies like AI in logistics. Now, how will the adoption of such innovations be supported across the sector?
I think how it will be supported is that the national e-commerce strategy can be supported by investing in digital infrastructure, to foster public-private partnerships, develop workforce skills, and logistics, maybe also provide regulatory frameworks that can encourage innovation. I've earlier mentioned that our regulations that will be solely earmarked for e-commerce will then be enabling legal instrument. And I think we all know by now that ICT is an enabler, right? And so if you don't have an enabling framework, there's no way that you'll be able to achieve some of your goals and as far as innovation is concerned. So basically, CRAN as a regulator, we need to ensure that when we provide these regulatory frameworks, they should be in a position to encourage innovation and offer, you know, perhaps maybe incentives that we could really look at that while we still conduct our studies, because I think the study is still undergoing. And I think what we have just done at the moment is that while we were developing the study, the reason why we engaged the stakeholders is to ensure that we have not left any thematic area or concern out. So we want to ensure that when we develop the strategy, our in-house study basically covers all the specific areas. So, and now I'm talking about, you know, innovation, offering incentives for businesses, but then this is something that can be really looked at depending on whether the law allows it or not.
Yeah.
And it's also something, it's also an exercise that requires collaborative effort, not just by CRAN in the government, but it also requires collaborative intervention from other main players that are players in the e-commerce value chain. These are the likes of the banks, for instance. You've got vendors on the side as well.
Which technological advancements are you most excited about when it comes to improving e-commerce delivery services in Namibia?
When considering advancements in e-commerce delivery services, there are quite a number of innovations that can, I would say, significantly enhance efficiency and customer satisfaction. And I think you also are aware that e-commerce is part of the postal, you know, it's part of the postal sector, but more on a value added side of things. You know, it's more, its services are fast tracked. You've got on time deliveries and all of that.
Yeah.
So I think some of the applications that I can say we'll be looking forward to is the, for example, mobile applications and tracking systems. I know that in the current traditional post, there is an international tracking system already by the Universal Postal Union. But I think in, as far as e-commerce is concerned, there might be some loopholes lacking. And that is why we are saying that the strategy itself and the regulatory framework should address some of these requirements in ensuring that personal data, personal information is protected, because the moment you enter your personal data on the tracking system, it means that your information is out there somebody else can have access to this information, right?
Yeah.
So electronic advanced data. So basically, mobile applications and tracking systems can be one of the technologies I would say we can be looking forward to. And there's also smart logistics solutions because the industry shifts towards, gearing towards digital tools and automation. So basically, we are looking at having some of these implementation plans in the strategy itself, covering whatever technology we'll be embracing. Should be addressed in the objectives of our high-level strategies and legal frameworks, not policy.
And then talking about digital tools and automation, you know, as the industry shifts towards that, what plans are in place to ensure that the Namibian postal workforce is adequately skilled to meet future demands?
Okay, first and foremost, I need to maybe just highlight that as a country, Namibia is a member of the Universal Postal Union, which is the It's the governing agency of the United Nations around the globe for postal services. So basically what happens is that we are confined to some sort of international standards given the convention and the constitution of the union. So basically, every 4 years, what happens is that the union sets forth additional protocols that encompasses areas around capacity building. It encompasses areas around quality of services in the sector.
Yeah.
And it also looks at product diversification. And then it itself, it's called the integrated product plan. So basically what it says is that as operators introduce new products and services, how are these products and services regulated?
Yeah.
Now, speaking of automation, and I think coming back to your question, our main focus as Namibia is that as we gear towards developing this very high-level instrument, we need to align our objectives with the strategy, the overarching strategy of the UPU, right? Because every 4 years, there's something new. And I think training and reskilling programs is also one of the main focus areas of the UPU. So basically, what we are saying is that if training and reskilling programs are one of the main focus areas of the union, it then means that we would have to cascade the UPU objectives to the African continental level, and then you cascade it further to the SADC regional level, and then further to the Namibian national level.
Yeah.
And that's, this is now where our strategy comes from, to say that we can, we may need to also, you know, invest in continuous training programs that are aimed at reskilling and upskilling employees.
Yeah.
And I think currently the practice is that I may maybe not be able to dwell much on it as an operational matter, but maybe just to highlight that usually when we impose our current regulations and license conditions to the current operators, one of the issues we have looked at is the issue of the composition of the labor workforce, for example.
Yeah.
So usually we are required as an entity, as CRIME, to provide data to the UPU in terms of how many males you've got in a certain postal operator, how many males do you have in a certain postal operator. So I think the idea is around empowerment. Training programs is basically one of it. And I think collaboration with educational institutions is really also just one of it, because as a regulator, we currently also do have a memorandum of understanding with the various universities in Namibia, and I think moving forward, once the strategy comes forth, collaboration with educational institutions will also be our key focus. And I also note that in terms of the industry skills, when you speak of postal services, when you look at, for example, vocational training, there hasn't really been much offered in vocational training, because not everybody is able to make it to tertiary, right?
Yes.
Like universities. And usually with the vocational training institutions, if you have unit standards and qualifications that are developed for those who are maybe unable to make it to university, tertiary institutions, we are saying that we can sort of, the strategy can sort of look at coming up with programs or unit standards that are tailor-made for those who are unable to make it to
universities.
University in as far as postal services is concerned.
Exactly.
But that can only be made if you have extensive research made within the sector to say, where are the loopholes, where can we fit in these people?
Following the public consultation, what are the next steps in advancing the national e-commerce strategy?
The next steps is that, as we speak, the strategy is not in place yet. This is merely public awareness, I think, and I think it's a good step that we have taken to really just, you know, sensitize the public. Transparency is one of our principal values as a regulator and being a government entity established by an act of parliament. We are saying that we want to ensure that everybody is involved.
Yeah.
So basically what has happened is that while we were identified as a key stakeholder in this exercise, in as much as we have gone over and above in conducting this study to ensure that we cover all the loopholes that needs to be addressed in this value chain. Mm-hmm. We are saying that we want to ensure that by the time the drafting or the commencement of this strategy commences, yes, which is not so far from now, mm-hmm, we will then be able to also again call on and urge the various stakeholders, be it consumers, vendors, the various stakeholders, to come on board to still air their concerns and views. So basically, it is going to follow a systematic approach, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
It's following a systematic approach, and I think what we are currently busy with is just an input to the national agenda on e-commerce as CRAN. So basically, other stakeholders in the same exercise would probably also be doing the same to come with their recommendations. When we conducted the study, we looked at what are the international best practices, right, mm-hmm, as well as those within the region. And then we also looked at some of the countries that had already established strategies, mm-hmm, within the SADC region, like our sister organizations, like the ICT regulators of the various member states in the SADC region. So we were able to learn from those to say that perhaps we could employ this particular approaches or methods. So what we have done is we came up with a number of recommendations that are then earmarked for this particular exercise, to say that as government, perhaps we would recommend the line ministry to address some of those issues that are highlighted. I know it's a very lengthy process, because usually even with policy making, it's the same. You require a consultative process, mm-hmm, just to ensure that there's fairness and transparency. Mm-hmm. So I think with the recommendations that we're able to come up with as a regulator, we are saying that we still urge our government to still ensure that once that commencement process is in place, we further still engage the same industry players, our consumers, vendors, you know, because they all form part of this exercise. So it's going to follow in that order. The rest of the process is then in the hands of the government.
Yeah, that was Ms. Emilia Aino, the Postal and E-Commerce Manager at the Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia. Ms. Aino, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, Nyo. Thank you, Maggie. It was a pleasure to have this insightful engagement with you. And I hope and trust that in future we will still have further engagements on the same topic, most especially once the process commences.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.